v'shar kol odim, with a regular person,
shezocho loy moisav, that is a drasha mean, the first big gemara, balabaye shom lechaberod, stam, a person goes to his friend, Heilach mozu, take this money. Vizochli beruv. You don't go to the storekeeper himself or to the baker. You go to your friend and you give your friend a dollar and tell him, etzav tzi, go buy some bread and be mishtatev, make an error for me. Volach vizicholoi. And then this person goes and he buys his own food and mazak his own food for the first person. Shekon eruv. Then it is chal. Why? Tohoyu vein balabayis. Rogulim cho kikrois. Since the balabayis does not sell bread. When his friend gave him the money and told him, you go, buy me the bread, you're only my friend, you're not a baker. So I knew you, like, I'm not giving you the money to be kind for me. Now I'm making you a shliach. I'm like telling you, I want you to be my shliach and make an error for me. I'm in a big mardakani. By a baker also, if you give him money, but if you tell him, I want you to make an error for me, then I'm out of his kosher. The only concern is if you go to the baker and you give him the dollar, but since the baker sells bread, usually there the das is that you want your dollar to be kind of the bread for you, and money is not kind of. Mashiach, if you don't go to the baker himself, you go to your friend, and you give your friend a dollar bill, you start making him a shliach to buy for you, so then the error is chal.
Right, you're only memara for somebody for his das. So Rashi Hukach, Gavi Chendvini Kiyom Olei Zochli Leniskavel Liknei Semenu. That's the svara. You can only do it midas of the person. So why the Chendvini or the baker? When you gave the baker the money, we say his svara is that you don't want the baker to be zeicher for you his own bread. You want this dollar bull to be kind of for you the bread, and you want that bread to make the error for you. And that's not chal. You don't own the bread. Money is not kind of. So that's the thought. Since ain marv on the daitoi, you can only be marv on the daitoi, therefore the error is not chal in such a case. Now, the Omer of Yehuda. The Medivor Mamurim, this is a Yehuda sheet that we had before. If Yehuda says, when do we say this halacha and error is only chal? Midas odim, the person has to want it. And not shloimi dait is only the Ruvei Tchumim. Because there it's a chayv, like we said. A Ruvei Tchumim, you want to make Eretz Tchumim for Ruvein. Who says Ruvein wants it? Maybe Ruvein would rather have his Tchum inside the city, because then he could walk 2,000 amas the other way. Who says he's doing him a taiva by putting it lemizrach? Maybe he wants to walk marav. So if a Ruvei Tchumim pshit, he has to ask the person first. He can't do it shloimi dait. Aval hatav Yehuda, aval beruvei chatzeros, Marvin the daitoi shloimi daitoi. You don't have to ask the person. You're allowed to be mezaka the bread for him even shloimi daitoi. Why? Lefisha zochem liyodim shloimi befonov v'yein chavim liyodim shloimi befonov. Anytime it's a schus for somebody, you can make kiyon for him. Like they're saying, you could use your bread and let somebody else pick it up to be zeicha for Reuven. And Reuven is in the eruv because zochem liyodim shloimi befonov. There's only a klal. You can't do a chayv. You can't do something there to somebody else. Like a Ruvei Tchumim, there you may be mastered him. Maybe he wants to go to Mizrach side, and you'll make an Erev Lamar side. He's losing out now. But a Ruvei Chatzeros is only gaining on the deal. Therefore, you don't have to ask for shus. And the loch is like that. If you want to make a Ruvei Chatzeros with the people living in your house, you don't have to ask them for a shus of the rule Yidden. You just have somebody pick up the matzah and be mezakrit to everybody in the chotzer, and you can make the Ruvei Chatzeros. But we all like Yehuda, since it's a shus, zochun yav mishra b'chonos. So the Gemara, my time with the Rebbe Lezer. What's the Pshan Rebbe Lezer talking? Rebbe Lezer Shita was saying now that money is koina. If you gave money to the Chendvini, or you gave money to the baker, and told him that with this dollar bill I want to own a piece of bread, and that bread should be for my heir if it's takakal. For the Gemara, Holei Moshach, he didn't make a kinyan yet. Like we know, money is not koina. So how could Rebbe Lezer say the heir of Chal, the person doesn't own the bread yet? Or Rav Nachman and Rav Abahua. Asur Ablezer Kedalat Trokim Meshana. In the Chanami, there's a special kula here with Rabbanon. The Geyat Hilcha Shabbat Rabbanon will make oath to say that here money is koina. Just like we find in the Locha by Dalat Trokim Meshana 4 times in the year, the Rabbanon will make oath to say that money is koina. The Tanan we learned. Vidalat Trokim, that's 4 different times of the year, Elu, in these special 4 times, Mashchitin Esatabach Bakorchoy. We tell the butcher, like, you have to make the Shchita Bakorchoy. And afilu shor shav elav dinner, even though the animal is worth $1,000, vein lokeich elav dinner echad, and the lokeich only gave you $1 for it, still kaifanay salishchad. We force you to shecht it for him. The pshat is that here we say money is kinda.
So since you gave a dollar, even though you weren't, really you weren't moshach, you didn't pull the animal yet, you just gave the butcher a dollar, when you gave the butcher a dollar, you own now a chelik of this animal. You own $1 worth of this animal. So you're like a bailam on the animal. Therefore you have right to tell the butcher, I want you to shech my animal now. You have right to tell him. Even though the whole year round we say money is not kainah, stop giving money, you're not kind of anything, you have to make a mashicha. So here the butcher is saying, nothing doing, I don't want a shech now, I'll wait till I have a lot of customers. But in these four times of the year, the Rabbanu will make all to leave it to Din Torah that money is kind of. Lefikach, therefore, in mace lakeach, lo yitzri, the animal dies, you know that lakeach loses out. Since lakeach, the one that's buying it, gave money, and at these times we say money is kainah, so as soon as you gave over the money, you own the animal now. And if the animal dies before the shechita, you're tough luck. What about mace lakeach, for the Gemara Olei Moshach, so Kasher is why? He didn't make a Mashiach yet. Amar Afuna v'shemoshach. One teretz is, we taken made a Mashiach here. But you marry hoch, if you made a mashiach, if you're kind of the behemoth, aim a safer, what does the safer say? You should know, v'shar yimoy sashona. The rest of the years, we'll soon see in Rashi what these four times are. It's Erev, Rashi brings down here, it's Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Pesach, everybody buys meat for Pesach, so it's as far as a big rush to buy the meat, Rabban will make them. The Erev Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, Shel Sol Shavuos, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, interesting. Erev Yom Tov Erev Shemini Atzeres. Vice versa, Erev Sukkah, everybody's too busy. You're too busy to buy meat then. People are busy building their sukkah and making dal minim. You have no time to buy meat. The time to go buy meat is Vice versa, Shemini Atzeres. What do you do about sukkah? You took care of it before already. Took care of the meat. No, the Erev Yom Kippur Begol. Who was an Erev Yom Kippur and Gol is also a Zman of the Sudah in Gol. Now, in these times, since it's very important to have meat, the Rabbanu will make it to say that just giving money gives you a kinyan already in the meat. You own the meat. Now, if you want to say you made a kinyan Mashiachia, that's what we're talking about. What does the Sefer say? The rest of the year ain't a kinyan. You don't have this halacha. That money is not kinyan the rest of the year. The fikach. In mace l'meicher. Luitzu, the animal dies. Who loses out? The meicher. The tabach, the one that's selling the meat, loses out. That what happened here? Somebody came into the store and gave the tabach $100 for this animal. Now, calls the mind the person didn't make a mashicha, he's not kind of the animal. It still belongs to the butcher. And it's only chal later when he takes the meat. So if the animal dies now, before they made the shechita, the meicher loses out, he has to give the money back. Yeah. Is amai homoshach. If you tell him now, this Bryce is talking about even these four times of the year, where Lekech made a kinyan mashicha, so the Vadik Koinerit, so why the rest of the year isn't the same halacha? Avad, if you give money for an animal, and you go and you're moshach the animal, you go make a kinyan mashicha, you're kind of the animal, it's your animal. If the animal dies now, you're tough luck. So why does the Bryce say the rest of the year it's not that way? Why not? Tell him, it's Mash McClaw, they did not make a kinyan mashicha. Amr Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, L'yoylam B'shloy Moshach. We're talking about Taka, you did not make any Mashicha. That these four times of the year are special times. That we just gave money with the money alone that the person gave the money to the butcher, he's kind of the meat. Hochim Ayaskinon B'shloy, the one terrace in Nachmon name, Hochim Ayaskinon B'shloy Zichloy Adayacher. That somebody else was Mazakit, the Zakrit for you. Shrashim Zichloy Tabach Lokeach, the Shor Zer, Shavadin Radayacher. Shemosra Sholiacher. Enoch Nami, maybe talking about the butcher, had somebody made a kinyan, had somebody come and move the animal to make a mice and mashicha, and that person was mazakrit for you. The yom aloy zochaloy boy, b'shem pleni. Yeah. So if Gemara Bazoi, but that's so we say what? So what, that's one teretz. So now why daf with these dalet prokim? The bedalet prokim made lo dischus uloy zochin loy shabafonim. These four times of the year, everybody needs meat. They want the meat. So once the butcher has somebody pick up the meat to be mezakut for the person, pshita the person is nicha, he's dying to get the meat, it's kainim. Mashenki mishai yemois hashana, dechoy v'loy, ein chavim loy, yelo b'fonim. The rest of the year, it's not so dochiv, you don't need the meat that important. Sure, you go to the store. Now, you would rather wait for the king until after the shechita took place, to make sure the meat will be kosher. You're not in a rush to say right now you want to be kind to the animal should belong to you. So if the butcher goes and has somebody make a mice a kinyan to be zerch, which for you, you taka don't want to be kind to the animal. Because you're afraid maybe the animal will die before the shechita. You don't want to lose out. So the rest of the year that you're not so nervous about having the meat, there it's a chav, a person doesn't want it to be chal. That's one teretz. What's the gate to us though is Rabbi Loi Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Loi name of Rabbi Yechanan says another teretz. Bidalet Prokumelu, in these four times of the year, we're saying Erev of Pesach, and Erev of Shmini Atzeres, and Erev of Yom Kippur, is Bidalet Prokumelu, Hemidu Chachomim Divreyam Al Divrei Torah. In these four times of the year, the Rabbonin left the Kinyan the way it's supposed to be in the Diraisa. Then what does that mean? The Yom Rabbi Yechon Shita is Tva Torah Moyes Kronis. Really, Midiraisa. When you want to buy something, you want to buy a Chmesa tape recorder. If you give the person money, when you give him money for it, money is Kronis. That's Midiraisa. Money is a Kinyan Midiraisa. No, why did the Rabbanan say no? By giving money alone, you're not cutting the tape recorder yet. If something happens to it, it's still the Moichah's responsibility, and the Lech has the right, Lekech has the right to get his money back. The Rabbanan said money is not kind of. Why did the Rabbanan say, don't be kind of with money, but rather you have to make the Mashiachah, you first have to take the machine into your Rishus, and then you kinyan. Why did the Rabbanan make such a kinyan? It's a gzera, shema yarmu loy nisafachitecha baliyah. That we're afraid maybe the Lekeach will give the money for a bundle of wheat to a Moichah. I'll give the money. And now, at nighttime, the Moichah has a fire in his house. So the Moichah feels, what do I got to go care to put out the fire? Then it doesn't belong to me anymore. Since the person already gave me the money, it belongs to him, so I won't care so much. I won't go to fight the fire so much. I won't put out the fire. So because of that, the Rabbanan made there nothing doing. That calls the man, the person didn't take his wheat home. He didn't make a kinyan mashicha. It still belongs to you. Therefore, in case there'll be a fire in the Moichah's house, the Moichah will be very makpid to make sure he puts out the fire. That's why Rabbanan made this takona to say that money is not kinyan, but you have to make a mashicha. So that's very good the whole year round. Mashenke, these four times of the year, that there's a svara that a person needs the meat, and is very worried about the meat, here the Rabbanan said that money is kind. As soon as you give the Tavach money, it's like you own the behemoth already, and even the Tavach says, I don't want a shecht now, no, you have a right to force the Tavach to shecht. So what we're saying, the same shot is in Rebbe Lezer now Mishnah, that what happened here, we're talking about a Rubik HaTzeris, that Yisam gave money to the baker to buy to be kind of the bread. So Mishum Hilchas, Eruvei Chatzeris, Al Silcha Shabbos, the Rabbanan will make loss the same money as Koina. So therefore, when you give the money to the baker, by giving over the money, you're Koina the bread is taka yours. Therefore, when they use that bread for you, for Eruvei Chatzeris, it's good, while Eruvei Chatzeris is chal, because the bread taka belongs to you. The Grash, the top Rash, Rash, the Gemara says, but that would prove him. The Matarot Rabbi Yechonah Kamolik, Rabbi Yechonah answers, "The Midu Ben Chachomim Divreiim Al Din Torah." The Rabbanan left it like it is Midiraisom. The Moyes Kainis, that with money alone you Kainis something is Afkan here also. Mifnei Tikin Shabbos, because of the Tikkun of Shabbos, the Midu Divreiim Al Din Torah. Mishum the Alocha, there of Chaseres, Rabbanan will make a letter to say that since Midiraisom money is Kain and the bread is yours, Rabbanan left it that way, that the bread belongs to you and the Erev is Chal. More weiter. Umoidim b'shar kolodim. But by other people, everybody's moidim, then giving money, you're just making them a shliach, and then it's good. So the more of my shar kolodim, what does it mean to other people? Omarav balabayis, a regular balabos. V'chein, there's not a baker, not a storekeeper. V'chein omar shmul balabayis, yomar shmul. When do we say when you give money to the baker, you bedafka makpa that the money should be kind of the bread? That's only by a baker. Abba balabayis, if you give money to the balabos, then you're telling him, go out and buy me bread. You don't bedafka have das that your money has to be kind of the bread. So you're making this person a shliach for you to make an error for you. Abba balabayis is not a kind of. The yom ha-shmuel loishonu ela more. It's only if you give even the baker, you give him money. Abba kli. What about you give him a handkerchief, you give him a kli, then koina. Then you have a kinyan sudir. Rash learns that giving over a kli, Rash learns that the kinyan sudir. And the kinyan sudir is koina. So if you go to the baker, and you give him over your handkerchief, to make a kinyan sudir, with that you koina the bread. So then the Arab is also chal, because then it's your bread. The Yom HaShmuel, even when you go to a baker, that the Chum says it's no good, loy shonevelu the Yom HaLoy zocholi. If you're telling him, with this money, I want my money to be kind of the bread for me. Avul Oma Orivli, but if I don't say I want the money to make the bread to be mine, I just tell the baker, here's a dollar, and I want you to make an error for me. Then the pshat is shliach shavinu b'koni. Then you're only making the baker shliach for you, that the baker has a right to take his own bread and mizakrit for you, then he could make a kinyan for you. Omer Rav Yehuda the Medvar Mamurim. If Yehuda says, when do we say that you have to have das? If the person is only by Rubit Chumin, but Rubit Chatzera Shikun Mazakri Bishlemi Daitai. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Halachik Rav Yehuda, Pitaik Apostle Rav Yehuda, that by Rubit Chatzera you're allowed to make an error for somebody else, Shlemi Daitai. Since it's a schus, you can be Mazaka the bread to him. For Loyoid, not only this, Elakol Mokim Shishon Rav Yehuda, the Erevin, Halachik Moisei. Wherever Rav Yehuda says Allah and Hilchas Ervin, we take a pasuk like him. Omalei Rav Chonin begirato l'Rav Yehuda. Omar Shmuel, afilu bin Movu shenitlu karosu l'chayev. Is it true even in the case where the Movu is missing its kairo or it's missing its lechi? Trashi b'Shabbos, the makeup of Rav Yehuda perakol agagis. V'yom maternal nearest the Shabbos. We had a shalom day at the beginning of Shabbos. This movie had its lechi, had its kura. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it had its fourth wall, the kura of a lechi, you're allowed to carry out from the chutz into the movie. What about now in the middle of Shabbos the lechi breaks down, or the kura falls down? So as the machlek is there, that there of you, if you the paskin, still we say, Shabbos, however, hutra, since at the beginning of Shabbos was mutter to carry out, you're still allowed to carry out. Do we even paskin by that halacha like Yehuda? Or matluch? You only told you by Hilchas Erevin, by Ruvi Chatzeris, for loy b'mechitzes, but not negate the loch of a mechitza. There is a loch in the mechitza, that a movi really only has three walls to it, a movi sosim. The fourth wall will make it with a kur of a lechi. If the kur of a lechi falls down on Shabbos, and that's called Hilchas Mechitza. So do you say by even a mechitza, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was there, the fourth mechitza, if it falls down on Shabbos, it's to still be mutter or not, that we don't have to pass the Gebuda. We only pass the Gebuda in Hilchas Erevin, where you have already dalled mechitzes. There's only shal to make a Rubit Chatzeres, Rubit Chumim, then we pass the Gebuda. But not by mechitzes. Omalei Rav Acha Brei the Rovel Rav Ashi. Halocha, that you say, Loch Gebuda, Mechlau the Pligi. You tell me it's a machloekis tanakam nachomim Reb Yehuda, and therefore you're saying we pass on the loch like Reb Yehuda. I, Vom Reb Yeshua ben Levi, kol mokim shom Reb Yehuda emosai uvamer the Mishnah senu. Any time in the Mishnah when Reb Yehuda comes after a tanakama and Reb Yehuda says such a loshon like emosai, like when, or else uvamer, like here in our Mishnah also, Vom Reb Yehuda vamer devorma murim. So Reb Yehuda is saying, when do we say this? You should know, eino elo lefaris duvrei chomim. That's what Yeshua ben Levi said. So whenever a Yehuda in the Mishnah after a Chavim says Vamed Vur Mamurim or says a Loshen of Amosai, he's only coming to explain the Tanakama. So why do you have to say Halacha Rav Yehuda? Pshita Halacha Rav Yehuda. There's no Machlekes. Rav Yehuda himself is only coming to explain the Tanakama. So the Gemara, for Loi Pligi, there's no Machlekes. For Anant Nan, we learn clearly there is a Machlekes. Let's say more people come to live in this chutz now. Moisif, you have to add into the Erev now. Or Mezakeh, you could be Mezakeh for them. But you have to be Modiyah them. That's not like Reb Yehuda. So here you see, Claude, there's an achleikis here between Reb Yehuda and the Tanakhama. And the Gemara, I tell you, no. Hosom bechotzeh shebein shtein mevois. There, the Tanakhama is Daska talking about, we have a chutz, true, living in between two movies. Here we have to ask the person which movi do you want to have an Erech Haseres with? Because you have a right either to carry out to the right movi or to the left movi. So we can't come and do it without asking you. Because maybe you would have to want to go this way and we'll make it the other way. We'll make it a chay for you. So in such a case, even if you do this moida, you have to ask him a shus. But in the case where there's only one chutzah there, so pshita, this is the only place you can make the Erech Haseres, maybe everybody holds like a Yehuda. That since it's a chus for the person, you don't have to ask him beforehand. So the more of I name, V'omer Ashiz Gomer Chizda, Zoy we had before, Zoy Semeris, Chalukim Olav Chavera Rav Yehuda, so we said no, at least Rav Shizbi and Rav Chizda said that the Tanakhama argues on Rav Yehuda, that even in a case where there's only one chutzah there, so there's only a schus for him, still the Tanakhama says you have to ask. So according to this pshat, there's Zicha Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. So it doesn't come out good according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's cloud. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, whenever it says, Lamed Devar Mamur, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is only coming to explain the Tanakama. And according to Rashi Shizbi, he said, no, there's a machlekes Tanakama in Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara, Ela Gavra Gavra Karamis, you ask me a kasha like, the kasha, you ask me a kasha in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi,